This is Will's Band of the Week for September 6th, 2015. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and yes, you thought it would never happen again, but it has. Will, all alone in Fourth Bedroom Studios, looking out the window, and, I got the dog in here, actually, but no banter this week. Right now, like, 60% of the listeners are just turning it off, right? No, you guys wouldn't do that. There's actually a reasonable amount of music that I've had it on my playlists for varying amounts of time, but every once in a while I accumulate a few things, so we can think of it as a little listening party, right? It's going to be a Will's Band of the Week listening party. So here we go. You could do this at midnight or something to make it seem cool, but just listen to it while you're doing your dishes or something. That's probably how most people listen to this, right? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, so music. No music news. There isn't any. Nothing has happened, and so that's it. So we'll have more people next week, I promise. The first thing I'm going to mention, there's a new Beach House album. And on one hand, you could say, yeah, there's a new Beach House album, and that's good because I like Beach House, or that isn't good because I don't like Beach House, and this probably isn't going to change anything. So what's the point of even playing it? Well, I don't know. There might be a point. So I'm going to play something, and then we'll have more comments by me. The new Beach House album is called Depression Cherry. Let's start with track 4, which is called Beyond Love. Beach House. They're from Baltimore, Maryland, and they are a duo consisting of Victoria Legrand, who was actually born in France, and Alex Scally. So they've been around for a while now. They're starting to become indie rock veterans. And, you know, this isn't any groundbreaking Beach House album. It's just another Beach House album. But it, you know, I guess the reason I deemed it podcast worthy is that I think they've got some hooks. They've got some good songwriting ability. It's not just putting out a sound. You know, and what I like about that last song, I think it's got a real, and this is probably a band you would hear them compared to, the Cocteau Twins. And that's one of my favorite bands ever. And I think that last track in particular had that influence, and that's why it's one of my favorites. So let's play another track from the new Beach House album. I'm going to go with track 8, Bluebird. Beach House. The new album is called Depression Cherry. Let's play one more. I think I'll play the opening track. It's kind of slow developing, but with a catchy tune. It's called Levitation.
And me, with our long hair
Beach House. You know, I'm pretty sure on an earlier podcast, I made the remark that they should get a real drummer. But they didn't listen to me, apparently. So, you know, why should they? Why would anybody in their right mind listen to me? But it does look like, from what I was reading, like they have a drummer in their touring band. So that means, yeah, come on by Beach House and I'll check it out. And if there's a real drummer live, it will be better. And this is a pretty solid album, though, I think, if you like that Beach House sound. So there you go. All right, now, another, I don't know if we can call him a favorite of the podcast, but definitely somebody we've talked about before, Mac DeMarco. He put out a, I think they're calling it a mini album. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's, well, it's 8 songs, 24 minutes. And one of them isn't really a song. So I'm calling it like 7 songs, 21 minutes or so. So I'll explain that a little bit later. But he's got his own sound. And there aren't too many people who sound like Mac DeMarco. Kind of this laid back, sort of romantic maybe, I guess. I don't know if you'd call it that or not. Maybe I used the wrong term. Let's let the listeners decide. This is called Another One. That's the title of the mini album and also the track I'm going to play. Kind of catchy, isn't it? Mac DeMarco, Another One, the title track. So here is another one. It's called No Other Heart.
Just don't have a place to go. sparkle right back in your eyes. What could you lose?
Mac DeMarco. He's Canadian, by the way. Thought I'd mention that. You know, if you want to find out anything about anything, just go to Wikipedia. So I did that. You know what his name is? His full name is McBriar Samuel Lanyon DeMarco. But that's not the end of the story, because actually, at some point, at least according to the Wikipedia article, his mom changed his name. His original name was Werner Winfield McBriar Smith IV. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine having your name changed from Werner Winfield McBriar Smith IV to McBriar Samuel Lanyon DeMarco? So anyway, Mac DeMarco, it's kind of simpler. So I can see why that would be the name he would use as his stage name. So, yeah, Mac DeMarco, kind of a fun guy. Grant and I saw him at the Levitation Festival in Austin in May. And we were commenting that he was the sort of the outlier. He was fun and good, but he wasn't really psychedelic rock like the other stuff. So that was interesting. Okay, one more track. This is A Heart Like Hers. Mac DeMarco. The album is called Another One. Oh, and I mentioned at the beginning that I consider it really seven tracks and not eight, because this is track eight. It's called My House by the Water, and it's a bunch of water sounds. I think a keyboard comes in here at some point. It's a lot of water. Okay, I'm not going to wait for the keyboard, but yeah. All right, Mac DeMarco, let's move on. Okay, this one I've had on my playlist for quite a while, and I keep trying to think of the right time to play it, so I guess it's time to play it now. It's a sensitive folk rock guy, actually a band called Villagers, and the main guy, the singer-songwriter guy, is a guy named Connor O'Brien. And I'm not going to tell you where they're from, even though you might know. They've had a couple albums in the past. Let's play a song, and I think it's a very good, sensitive, indie folk type guy. I'm going to play a track from the Villagers album called Darling Arithmetic. And I'm going to play track three, Dawning on Me, and then we'll talk about it some more.
I've been awake for so long now.
just can't get to sleep. You've been tugging at my eyelids. You've been dawning on me, and there's a light coming through the window. But all I can see is the light of your love. You've been dawning on me. Dawning on me. I've been awake for so long now. Just can't get to sleep. You've been calling on the sunlight. You've been dawning on me. From your lips to your belly to your knees,
dawning
and your feet, and the spirit that moves them. You've been dawning.
Villagers. So did you guess where they're from? Yep, Dublin, Ireland. I don't know why it didn't immediately click, and then when I found out they were from Ireland, it was like, oh yeah, makes sense. I think some people think that the Irish folk hard on your sleeve sort of balladeer thing just goes overboard. And I agree, there's kind of a fine line, but I think this is good. Very good songwriter, good tunes. The whole album is not completely consistent, but there are definitely a couple of standout tracks at least, and I think that was one of them. I will play another one, which is track 4 called Hot Scary Summer.
So you thank me for my hard work, but you've had it up to there. 'Cause this shouldn't be hard work, but I'll fight to care if you'd care to fight. Thank you for your hard work, but I've had it up to here. 'Cause this shouldn't be hard work, at least not kind that makes us half a person, half a monster, stuck together in this hot, scary summer. Oh Lord, hot, scary summer. Oh, kissing on the cobblestone in the heat of the night, and all the pretty young homophobes looking out for a fight. We got good at pretending, then pretending got us good. We've always been up against it, but now it's sad to see we're up against each other in this hot, scary summer. Oh, Lord, hot, scary summer.
That's Villagers, Hot Scary Summer. I put that right up at the top of the year for sensitive ballads. So if you like sensitive ballads, that is recommended by me. All right. So, yeah, let's move on to the next thing. This guy, he's interesting. And I bet I've talked about him before, but I can't remember for sure. But the guy's name is Owen Ashworth, and he used to record under the name Casio Tone for the Painfully Alone. And then at some point he said, I think I'll retire that name. Now I'm going to be called Advance Bass. So he's Advance Bass now. And this is the, I think this is the second or third thing he's put out as Advance Bass. But it's kind of, I don't think his musical style has changed, but he's kind of a, he's a sad sack guy. That's what they call these guys, right? See what you think. The new Advance Bass album, it's called Nephew in the Wild. I'm going to play track 2, Might of the Moose. Advance Bass. The new album is called Nephew in the Wild. That was Might of the Moose. So, yeah, Owen Ashworth. That's the guy's name. He's originally from California, but if you go to the Bandcamp page for Advance Bass, there's a mention that this was recorded at Advance Basement in Oak Park, Illinois. So I'm not sure if he's relocated or that's just where the recording stuff is. But, and here this is kind of fun. They always put tags on the web pages on Bandcamp. So this is what he's got. Alternative, depressed, lo-fi, nostalgia-obsessed, sad bastard music, United States. That's about it, right? Okay, he's got a track on this album where he got a friend to sing on it, a woman. And it sounds different and pretty good. So let's listen to track 7. Which is called My Love for You is Like a Puppy Underfoot.
Thank you.
advanced bass. All right, we're going to continue the listening party. This is it's quite a party, isn't it? One more track from advanced bass. This is called Pamela. Advanced Bass. So those are some pretty dark lyrics. If you're interested in reading them, you can go to their site, advancedbassmusic.com. Got all the lyrics printed out there. All right. Okay, I've got one more, and this has been on my playlists for a while, so yeah, it's time to play it. It's called Tearjerker. Never heard of these guys until, I read about this album a couple months ago, and they're a Toronto band, so we're back to Canada again. And there's another band they remind me of a little bit, but of course we're going to play that game we always play with the listeners. We're going to play some of the music, and then you will decide whether you agree with me in my comparison. So here's Tearjerker. Their new album is called Stay Wild. Let's start with track two called Phone.
Surrender.
tearjerker. Okay, maybe it's the Canadian thing, but I kind of think they sound like Broken Social Scene sometimes. So in case you disagree with me, let's keep playing more so that you'll be encouraged to agree with me. Maybe not, but who knows? Okay, track 7, Baseball. Tearjerker. The album is called Stay Wild. Kind of shoegazy, I guess. Kind of Canada indie rocky. Yeah, see why I'm a music journalist? I have such eloquent ways of describing things. Okay, let's play one more track from Tearjerker. This is called The Gardener. Okay, Tearjerker. that concludes my mop-up duty for the week. It's pretty good mopping up, I think. It's pretty decent stuff, right? I think. Yeah, okay. Well, that is it. I'm going to sign off. And we've got more on deck. A lot of stuff has come out. I'm sampling a lot of stuff. Interesting and good albums. So stay tuned. We'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.